USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. House members could override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. The president says the bill is weak on China and does not take away liability protection from social media companies. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in a massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
The incredible work. In a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters, but I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday sales are slightly up this year. MasterCard Spending Plus says retail sales rose 2.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hope remains that the peace deals brokered by President Trump will continue under a President Biden administration.
There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel, not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new mutual fund called American Conservative Value ETF won't invest in 20 big corporations such as Starbucks, Nike, and Progressive Insurance, which finance progressive causes. Bill Flagg, founder of the new fund, saying anybody who's invested in an index or passively managed mutual fund or ETF is investing in liberal companies. Week 16 of the NFL wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.